This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Masechta Ksubos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Hagioyres, a convert, Vahashvuya, and a woman who was in captivity, Vahashivchan, a maidservant, Shaniftu, that were redeemed, Vishenazgairu, and that converted, Vishenashtachru, or that were freed. So the first thing is interesting is that this is not in order over here, because it should say Hagioyres, Vahashivcha, Shenazgairu, Niftu vishenishtacharu. A gioyres converts. A shvuya is redeemed. A shivcha is nishtacharu, but it's switched. This is a classic ritva in Ksubas. First we say it in order of chashivos. The gioyres is the most chashiv. Shvuya. And then shivcha. But in terms of how they came to us, we don't necessarily encourage geiros. But we do, it is a mitzvah to redeem. As opposed to freeing a slave, you're not even allowed to. So that's the reason for the order. But now, these three people, in general, we have to assume they're not a basula. A convert, Gentiles are likely to have acted in immorality. So a woman who was held captive, she was likely assaulted. A shivcha also, she was likely participating in licentious behavior. But if they were redeemed or freed or were converted less than 3 years, p'chusais mi b'nai shalashanim, less than 3 years, v'yamecha one day, k'subasan masayim, their k'suba is 200, because we assume they're basula, because whatever happened before they were freed, v'yesh lohen tainas basulin, and you have a taina that you expected them to be a basula. So now we have really an amazing sugya. I remember when I was in yeshiva, in a way this was my favorite sugya. In yeshiva we learned this when I was, say, 18 and then 25. So when I was 18, my favorite sugya was Daf Tes. When I was 25, I remember I was married. One of my first chaburas I said to get into the kaila was on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. This sugya, Ger Katan. So we know that if a father converts, then the kid, we convert the kid along with the father, whether the kid wants or not. That's a given. That's granted, because the father comes along. The kid comes along with the father. But what if there is no father? And the mother brings the kid. Amar Rav Huna, ger katan makbilin oisai al das bezdin. Rav Huna says, a ger katan, we're toivel him al das bezdin. My kamashma. Now, what's the mechanism over here? And maybe Sunday morning we'll talk about it. We might do two eon sugyas Sunday morning. What's the mechanism? Rashi says, aloshoin, that if you have three people who are at the tvila, then they stand in place of the kid's father. And it's considered a full-fledged gerus. And if the kid touches wine, Rashi says, the wine is kosher. Now, what's the mechanism over here? We're doing something without the kid's rishus. Because even if the kid gave rishus, he's not a bardas. So it's sort of like we're acting on his behalf, because we presume this is something he would want. So what do you call that? We're acting as his shliach, even though he didn't appoint us. So Tosfos asks, wait a second. Zechiah means, if I could take merit in something for a person, Zechiah is mitam shlichas. Which means, I could pick up something for you because there's an anan sadi that you would appoint me a shliach. But the question Tosfos asks is, a katan is not a bar shlichos, ain shlichos le katan. A katan cannot appoint a shliach. So if a Kotan can't appoint a Shliach, we can't act on his behalf. The whole way the Zechiah works is, I could be your Shliach in a situation where I know for sure you would have appointed me. But if you don't have the capacity to appoint, then Zechiah can't work. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos says an amazing chiddush that the Rav Huna holds Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Davar Minat Torah Bekum Ba'aseh. That the rabbis have the, really this works midrabanan. I midaraisa, there's no shlichos, and really it's not a good gerus. The Chachamim Kvi Oikar Davar Minat Torah Bekum Ba'aseh. So Tosfos asks, so why is the Gemara about to ask what's the chiddush over here? There's a very big chiddush. So the Gemara, Taisa says, yeah, you're right. The Gemara could have answered, there's a big chiddush. The Gemara gave a different answer. We'll get into this more, I hope, Bezos Hashem. So, frek the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, a Ger who's a minor, Mat Bilanoi se Adas Bezdin, we're Toivul him Adas Bezdin, Mai Kamash Malan, what's the chiddush? There's a chusulai. There's a chiddush that it's a, since it's a merit for him, v'zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, and we're zoicha for a person without his rishus. Now we're assuming that the reason why it's a zechus for him, it's good to be a Jew. Gishmak, gishmak, gishmak to be a yid. It's good to be a Jew. So we assume this is a good thing for him. Zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav, v'ein chavin la'adam shalai b'fanav. We could do something meritorious for someone without their permission, without their consent, but we can't do something to their detriment without their consent. So that's something we already know. Right? In other words, is the chiddush that since it's good, you could do something good for a person without their permission? Tanina, we already learned. Zachin la'adam shalbifanav, we could be zoicha for a person without his consent. Ve'in chavin la'adam shalbifanav, we cannot do something to his first detriment without his consent. Says Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I would have thought, Oyved koi chavim behefgera nichale. That generally there's a principle that goyim would rather a life of no restrictions, hefger. And therefore, he would not, this Gentile would not want to be a Jew. The Hakaimelon, we hold, the Eved vaday b'afkira nichalei. An Eved definitely prefers to be a slave than to be freed and have the restrictions of marriage. In other words, there's a rule that an Eved, a phenomenon, an Eved would definitely not want to go free. Because he prefers to have no restrictions, live with whoever he wants, in whatever low manner he wants, whenever he wants, than to become a Jew and have restrictions in matters of marriage. So we usually say an evet a goy behefkira nichale. Tosfos asks, even though actually only Reb Meir holds a goy prefers hefker, but we hold like the Chachamim that a goy does not prefer hefker. So Tosfos says that's only an evet doesn't care about Hefker. When do we not hold like Reb Meir? That's by an Eved who would prefer to go free. But a guy who's not going free, everyone agrees. Even the Chachamim hold Behefker and Nichale. Okay. Says the Gemara, I would have thought a guy prefers Hefker. So therefore, it's really to the guy's detriment to become a Jew. Kamash Malan, so the Chiddush of Huna is the Hani Mili Gadol. That's a guy who already was an adult and he's already experienced a life of freedom. The Tam Tam Disur, he already tasted the flavor of Isur. Aval Katan, but a Katan, Zuchusulai. It's a merit to him. It's a merit to him for him to become a Jew. Okay? So he's losing out of freedom. He doesn't even know what freedom is because he never lived life as an adult guy. The Gemara continues, Lema Messiah, let's support the teaching of Rav Huna. Hagioras, a convert, Vashvuya, a woman who was held captive, Hashivcha, and a maidservant, Shanifta, that were redeemed, Shanas Gairo, that were converted, Shanashtachar, that were freed, Bchusam Ibnai Shalash Shanam Yamechad, less than 3 years and one day. So that's the Mishnah talks about a ger that converted less than three. Now, what was the process that he converted less than three? My love, dat belino al das bezdin. Is it not that we were toivel him al das bezdin? Says Gemara, loy, no. Hachamai skinon. Here we're talking about the gershen es gairu ban with noisav imai. Really, maybe Rav Huna is not correct. Maybe we are not toivel a goy. Maybe we're not toivel a ger al das bezdin. Because we cannot act on his behalf. Here we're talking about a kid that was toivel with the father. Then we definitely say, Denichaluhu b'mayda avad avuhin. He definitely is pleased with what his father does. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Higdilu yichoylin limchais. Rav Yosef said, if the ger becomes of age, he's allowed to protest. Rashi says a chiddusher that most Rishayim agree with. A ger upon converting, when they become a gadol, can protest and say, I'm not interested in the conversion. Now, if I was learning the Gemara, I would have learned that this is talking about when we're toivel the ger al das bezdin, with no father. Because then we don't really know that he wants it. So if he says he doesn't want it, so it shows he never really wanted it. But if he was toivel with his father, maybe he can't protest. Some say the Rif Taka learns this way. But Rashi says it's going on any minor ger. Any minor ger that converts, when they become a gadol, they are allowed to renege. Okay? Eisvei Abaye. Abaye challenged this. From the Mishnah, it says, Hagioires, Vashvuya, Vashivcha, a convert, someone who was held captive, and a Shivcha, Sheniftu, that were redeemed, Vishenizgairu, they converted, Vishenishtacharu, or they were freed, Pchusos Vimnoi Shalishan Vyamechad, then Ksubasan Masayim, their Ksuba is 200. So let's think about the case. You have somebody, they converted less than three. And we assume they're a basula, they get 200 zuz. You're going to give the lady 200 zuz, but what happens if she, when she becomes a gadol, she decides she doesn't want to be Jewish? You have to pay money to someone who could renege out of Judaism and is going to be holding on to money as a guy. If you're going to say that when somebody grows up, they could protest the geirus, yavin in law, Ksuba, you're going to give her the ksuba, the azla va'achla b'giyusa, that she goes and she'll eat in her state of Gentileness. So why would she get the ksuba? Says the Gemara, no, l'chi gadla. We only give the ksuba to the woman when she becomes a gadol, and we're pretty sure she will not renege. Says the Gemara, l'chi gadla, nami m'machia v'nafka, when she becomes a gadol, she may also protest the Judaism and leave it. Says the Gemara, no. Because the halacha is, once she was a gadol for a moment, and she doesn't protest, she can no longer protest. Kivan shehigdila sha achas, since she becomes a gadol for one moment, v'loi michta, and she doesn't protest, shuv eino yichayla limchais. She can no longer protest. She can no longer protest. There's a big question now. So what? You can't protest as a katan, but if you're a gadol for one split second and you don't protest, you can no longer protest. So basically, there's a window of 1 millisecond to protest. So what? What if the ger sneezes that second? Ah, oh, sorry, you can't protest anymore. What if a plane flies overhead and he got distracted? You know, so it's a big subject. What does it mean? You can't protest until you're a gadol. But once you're a gadol, you don't protest, you can no longer protest. So some say it means, well, you sort of protest before she becomes a gadol, and you remain abiding by that protest into the godless. Different ways of learning the Gemara. Okay. Masiv Rava. Rava challenged the statement of Rabbi Yosef that you could protest the Geiros. Elu Na'aroi Sheish Lahan Knas. The following Na'arois have a Knas. We know that if somebody rapes or seduces a Na'ara, they have a Knas because they ruin the person's Basulim. Habal Amamzara, someone who lives with the Mamzar. Even though you can't stay with her, usually if somebody rapes a woman, you have to marry her. You can't stay married to the Mamzar. Va'al HaNasina, or a Nasina. Va'al HaKusis, or a Kusis. Or Va'al HaGiyores, or if somebody raped or seduced a convert, Va'al HaShvuya, or a woman who is captive, Va'al HaShivcha, Sheniftu V'Shenesgayru, V'Shenestacheru, that the captive woman was redeemed, that the convert converted. By the way, the Ritva asks, why do we say the convert converted? Say the goy converted. Converts don't convert. If they're a convert, they don't need to convert. It's because once they converted, it's not nice to call them a goy. So, you know, we... But anyway, less than 3 years and one day. Yeshlehen knas, they have a knas. So that means if somebody rapes a woman who is a convert, even if she converted as a katana, she gets a knas. Why would you give her a knas? But what's going to be if she decides to renege on the Judaism? So then what? You're going to end up paying money to a woman who's going to keep it in a state of Gentileness? Yavinun la knas, you're going to give her a knas, the azav la'achla b'giyus, so that she goes and eats in her state of Goyishness, says the Gemara, L'chi gadla. You wait to give it to her when she becomes a gadayla. Says Gemara, L'chi gadla, nami mamachya v'nafka. But even when she becomes a gadayla, she could still renege. So the Gemara says, no, kivan shegdila sha'achas, once she became a gadayla, even for one moment, v'lay michsa, and she doesn't protest, shuv eina yichayla limchais, so she's no longer able to protest. So it's interesting, Abaye challenged Rabbi Yosef from a case of Ksuba, and Rava challenged Rabbi Yosef from a case of Knas. Why didn't Abaye ask Rava's question? Why didn't Rava ask Abaye's question? Says Gemara, Abaye lo yomer k'Rava. Abaye didn't challenge Rabbi Yosef like Rava did from Knas, because maybe really Rabbi Yosef is right. And you could protest. Why do we give the woman a knas? Because since the guy raped her and he did something wrong, so we want to penalize him, despite the fact that it might be he'll end up giving money to a woman who will use it as a guy. So Abaye loy amar karav, Abaye didn't say like Rav, hasam knasa, there it's a knas. Hainu taima, here's the reason. Shalo yehe choyte niskar. So that the sinner should not profit. Rava lo yomar kabaye. Rava did not say like Abaye. Why? Kesuba. Rava didn't ask like Abaye asked from Kesuba. Because maybe Rava would say, really, Rabbi Yosef's right, you could protest. But you know why you have to give the woman a ksuba anyway? Because since the whole purpose of ksuba is that we don't want it to be easy for someone to divorce his wife, so that applies in this case, regardless of the fact that she might ultimately renege one day, but we have to preserve the takana, that we don't want to make it easy for men to divorce their wives. So Rava didn't ask like Abaye, Ksuba, hainu taima, this is the reason by Ksuba. Shaloi tehe kala be'inav lohitzia. That should not be light in his eyes to make her leave. Okay, this is where we're going to hold it for Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I presume we're going to do Yud Aleph Amud Beis Sunday night. Okay? Sunday morning, we'll try to do something on Yud and Yud Aleph. Okay? Have a good night, everyone. Thank you very much for coming. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
Good night.
Good night. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.